Scat, mobile.
Over to you, JKT.
Eric, do you get caught up in any more slowdowns?
Anvil exit complex now, so it's just mayhem.
Well, out there, that's for sure.
Of it, I just passed 48, so hopefully it'll be clearing up from here on out.
You go, what exit? 20 miles to go, or thereabouts.
Just passing Augusta Road now, so yeah, 19 miles to go. Or so to the plant.
How long is your trip overall in the morning, one way?
5 miles each way, door to door, and about an hour and 30 minutes-ish.
Mine's only about 45 miles, and mine's almost the same amount of time.
It's longer because of all the slowdowns and the rain and stuff, but yeah, it's generally around an hour and a half.
An hour and 15 minutes to an hour and 30 minutes. But most of that's because I don't get on any interstates. 25 is the biggest road I get on.
Shadow. Yeah, there's right around exit 46, there's a spot where I just, the repeater drops out for a little while. I'm not sure what it is, but it's there.
Never know. There's places that I park my truck during the day that the remote door lock won't work unless it's just a couple inches away from the truck. And every one of them I've noticed there's a transformer around. Been looking around to see what they all have in common, and that's the only thing I can find so far.
And all those key fobs and stuff, I think they're running, you know, either 433 or 915 megahertz ISM bands. And, you know, transformers are down at 60 hertz, and they don't do it. Like, even power line communications are very slow. So, yeah, not sure what that would be.
Like I said, that's the only thing I can see around in common, but it's just a couple places throughout my route.
For sure, as the society gets bigger, the RF interference gets worse and worse.
Class was on last night was what I got to watch of it. I didn't get to watch all of it because the internet kept dropping out with interference and sensitivity of radios. And, you know, in the city, you got more RF interference than you do out in the country. Because you got more electronics and more RF going on.
It's definitely gotten worse over the years. There's a lot of anecdotal, I don't call it evidence, there's a lot of anecdotes out there about the noise levels on HF being, you know, 6 to 10 dB higher than they were 20 years ago.
It's only going to get worse. The more people move in there.
I can even say that for 80 meters, like, you know, you know, the noise levels on 80 meters today are way, way higher than I remember them being, you know, a while back. So, yeah, it's just, you know, everything's getting connected, everything's wireless, everything is transmitting now, and very little care is paid to interference, especially when everything is, you know, designed and made in China and flooded on the market before U.S. regulators can even do anything about it.
Part of the world we live in now, that digitally connected air. I mean, everywhere you go, somebody's radiating RF. So, what do you do?
Read a book.
Could you imagine how crazy people would be if you turned all the power off?
You can't read books anymore because they're all electronic these days.
Written in complete sentences with punctuation instead of broken, whatever it is they call them. And then, you know, we're going back to hieroglyphics with the emojis.
I read a couple times that, you know, we're completely devolving back to pictorial-based communications, and it all started with IKEA assembly manuals.
The IKEA part of it, but yeah, it definitely seems that way when you look at it from the big picture.
I have no idea what society is going to look like in 50 years. I just know that I'm not going to be here to see it.
I mean, people still are living to be 100. So you and I could be here in 50 years to see it. I don't know that I want to be here to see it, but we could be.
I've been I've read some articles recently. I think there was somebody that was living, they lived to be like 110 or 112, and they interviewed her, and like the one thing that she said is like every day she wishes she would just die, because, you know, being that old is so miserable.
I hate that society made her feel that way, but, because, I mean, it ought to be a treasure to get to live that long.
Like a point where you just really can't do much, and you know, you just kind of sit around and wait to die. But it's awfully dark and morbid. But you know, if you're not in great health and you can't really physically get around and you depend on other people, you know, I can understand just like not wanting to do it anymore.
That's the case, and I'm the same way. I wouldn't want to just can't get up, move. I'd rather just go on out of here.
On that, so I guess I'm losing the repeater. So I'll go ahead and sign with you, Patrick. You know, sorry to cut it off short, but I'm starting to have trouble hearing you. Anyway, have a great day. Be safe. Try to stay dry, and I'll catch you maybe a little bit. W2JKT Mobile.
738. Have a good, safe trip. KO4HKX. I'll keep an eye out for you this afternoon. 73.
W2JKT clear.